This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Coming up in just 1 week, Virginians will go to the polls across the great Commonwealth, the greatest state in the Union. And remember, once upon a time, all of America was Virginia. And we go to the polls next week to choose a new governor, perhaps a new lieutenant governor, a new attorney general, a slew of local races, and every seat in the House of Delegates is up for grabs. Bob Holsworth joins us on the long line. He's the founder and the president at VirginiaTomorrow.com. Bob, it looks at this point like McDonald's is increasing his lead. I've seen numbers anywhere from 10 to upwards of 20%, 20 points of a lead here just 7 days out.
It's remarkable, Coy. You know, the good news today was that the Washington Post poll had him only down 11. Survey USA had him down 17. Public policy polling had him down 15. Unless the Democrats can really reverse some trends in the next 7 days, it's going to be what I've labeled the disaster next Tuesday for them.
The disaster. Oh, my goodness. And of course, Democrats are scratching their heads saying, what did we do wrong?
Well, you know, I think they've done a lot of things wrong in this campaign. But, you know, one of the big things, Coy, I believe, is that they didn't adjust to the changed national environment at all, with the folks being more and more concerned about some of the policy directions in Washington, some of the spending, what the implications that might be for taxes down the road. I think when Deeds basically said the first thing that he would do as governor would be to call this bipartisan commission together, and they would make a proposal for transportation. He would sign it if it included a tax increase as the first thing he would do. I think that made a contrast between Bob McDonald's pledge not to raise taxes and Deeds' assertion that the first thing he would likely do in some ways would be to sign a tax increase. And ultimately, when you look at it, this is the no-car tax campaign in reverse, and it's the exact wrong time to run it.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth. The phone lines are open if you've got a question. 977-1070. Want to tell us who you're voting for governor next week? 977-1070 and why? We'd love to hear from you. Bob, how do you think the lead in the polls right now, which folks, you got to remember, that's always a snapshot of where people were in the past few days. Doesn't tell you where they're going to be, but for what it's worth, Bob McDonald looks like this is his race to lose at this point. How is that? How is his lead now, just 7 days out? How do you think that's going to affect the down ticket races?
If it's that large, it's going to have a tremendous impact. Not only on, you know, it's going to have reverberations, Coy, inside Virginia and outside Virginia. If this lead stays where it is now, the one opportunity the Democrats do have is that there are still so many Democratic voters just sitting on the sidelines. If somehow they can energize these voters, the Democrats could do better and even considerably better. But one of the polls today showed that far from being energized over the last 3 weeks, the Democrats' enthusiasm for the race has actually declined. So he has 6 days or 7 days to turn that around, and maybe Barack Obama can help to do that. But if he doesn't turn it around, in all likelihood you're seeing a sweep at the statewide level. There has been really some hope in Democratic circles last week that Jody Wagner was narrowing the gap considerably on Bill Bowling, but these statewide polls don't seem to be showing that right now at all, given this extraordinary lead that McDonald has. The Democrats are now thinking about how many seats they're going to lose in the House. If they lose all three races, if they lose in the House, and if the Republicans can hold on to Ken Cuccinelli's seat, Republicans are then going to make a determined effort to either turn a Democrat into a Republican in the Senate or perhaps offer a job to the right Democrat in the McDonald administration that will open up a seat for the Republicans so they might be able to get control of the entire state government. Beyond that, even though Barack Obama spent a lot of time, and the White House spent a lot of time last week saying, don't blame us, blame Cree Deeds for this defeat, moderate and conservative Democrats across the country are going to look at this if Deeds loses by a large margin, and they're going to start running scared. And then finally, you know, what I call the cleats sharpened group out in Washington, who, you know, who have always thought Tim Kaine is a little too cerebral and intellectual for a DNC chair, they're going to bring out and sharpen their cleats against Kaine if all of a sudden Virginia goes fully Republican in this election. So the next 6 or 7 days have an enormous amount at stake for the Democrats, far beyond Creed Eads' election. And if they can't narrow this gap, as I said, this could turn out to be a real catastrophe for them.
Election Day, of course, is just 1 week from today, folks. Don't forget about it. And we're talking with Bob Holsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. We'll have complete election return coverage for you right here on WINA beginning at 7 p.m. on election night from 7 to whenever the polls close and whenever all the numbers are in. We will stay right here with you and look at that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Bob, I hadn't really thought about that, but this could Tim Kaine lose his chairmanship over this election if Democrats across the country see the chair of the Democratic Party can't even keep his party in power in his own state?
Well, you know, Newsweek has run a piece on the DNC and some of the concerns that have been out there about Tim Kaine a couple of weeks ago. And the issues about this is that, really, is this the best fit for Tim Kaine's talents and skills? He's an enormously bright guy. He's enormously smart. Is being the partisan-in-chief exactly what he ought to be doing for the Democratic Party and for Barack Obama? And there are a number of Democrats who much more prefer the pit bull kind of style in the DNC chair. They want somebody to get on the national television, go toe-to-toe with the Republicans. You know, Howard Dean might have not been a great presidential candidate, but he was a great DNC chair because of his rhetorical, you know, his willingness to engage in these rhetorical battles.
Like a McAuliffe.
Yeah, his capacity to mobilize the Democratic base. These are people who have excelled at that job. And there have been a lot of concerns that Tim Kaine, extraordinarily decent guy, extraordinarily smart guy, might actually be a little too cerebral and intellectual for the position. And those concerns are going to be reinforced and exacerbated if next Tuesday turns out to be a catastrophe for the Democrats here.
Yeah. And, of course, one of the big unknowns, and you point this out just a few minutes ago, is what's going to happen to the Senate. Democrats hold on to the Senate, but that doesn't mean the Republicans can't take control of the Senate. And what would this all mean, then, for redistricting
in
2010?
You know, it would be 2001 all over again, where the Republicans could engage in incumbent protection in the Senate and do the same in the House and likely solidify their hold on the legislature, or at least one chamber in the legislature, for another 10 years. So, as I said, the stakes are extraordinarily high, and I think a lot of Democrats are very, very frustrated right now seeing how difficult it is to energize voters at a time where they can see 10 years of great work almost go down the tubes in an evening. So the next 6 days are crucially important, not just for Creed Eads, but for the future of the Democratic Party here in Virginia.
We are talking with Bob Holsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. It's must reading. It's the go-to website if you want to understand the very latest on what's happening in Virginia politics. Bob, what else should we be looking for next week, you think?
Well, I think everyone is looking to see, you know, A, what the margin is. I think most people believe now it's almost impossible for Deeds to overcome because he's, in these polls, has lost the independents. And one of the other remarkable things about the Post is after all this talk about the thesis, the Post asked the question, who do you think is better on issues that are singularly related to women? And McDonnell has a 7-point advantage right now in the poll. So I think we're looking at that. Then we're going to be looking at these delegate races and to see whether or not the fact that the Democrats are struggling at the top of the ticket, apparently, is going to affect these delegate races, or are they all going to be local? What the Democrats, I think, are concerned about right now and why they really want to energize their base is they're worried that a lot of people are going to stay home because they think Deeds can't win when their own delegate desperately needs them in order to hold the seat Democratic. And so that's what's now happening. There's a lot of fear coursing through Democratic circles. You know, as recently as 2-3 weeks ago, almost everyone thought that the House elections would essentially be a wash, one or two seats either way. Now, hardly anybody is predicting a Democratic victory in those elections, and they're just wondering if the Democrats can somehow prevent the Republicans from picking up significant number of seats.
Hey, Bob, let me ask you a what-if question. If Terry McAuliffe had won the nomination, you think he would be this far down 7 days out?
I don't know if either of the candidates would be, other candidates would be this far down. Now, let me be honest about that, too. They all had very serious liabilities. Brian Moran had to run way to the left in the campaign because McAuliffe got in. McAuliffe would have had to run with all the Clinton baggage and all the national baggage of the Democratic Party. At the same time, I think, particularly McAuliffe, he's a very strong campaigner. I don't think he would have had some of the problems relating to the media that Deeds did. I mean, you've seen two Republican commercials, essentially, that have come out of Deeds' little scrums that he has with the media about various issues, particularly the tax issue, and that has turned out to be devastating. He is 24 points behind McDonnell on terms of what voters think of their position on taxes.
So, which means the McDonnell campaign was successful in portraying Deeds as I'm going to raise your taxes.
Exactly, they made this contrast. It reminded me very much of '84 Mondale versus Reagan. Mondale said he was going to raise your taxes. Reagan said he wouldn't. Reagan had a description of that. He said, my opponent thinks every day is I think every day is July 4th. He thinks it's April 15th. and that's essentially what's happened here. I mean, it's really the reverse of the no-car tax.
Yeah.
That Deeds basically says we need new taxes for transportation. The Post poll showed today 55% of people in the state don't believe that, particularly anybody who lives outside of Northern Virginia and Hampton Road.
Yeah.
And it's just killing them.
We're talking with Bob Holdsworth. We got time for a couple of questions. Frank is on the line in Charlottesville. Frank, you're on with Bob Holdsworth. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Bob. Certainly always enjoy you, and I'm glad you're on this show.
Thanks a lot, Frank. I appreciate
just,
that.
Just a comment. It seems as if Cree Deeds aligned himself with former governors and didn't really assume that people would elect him and the Democrats because they'd elected those people. And I think that turned people off. I certainly was waiting to hear what he was going to do, not what they had done. And I just thought the campaign in general was poor, and you have indicated that. But does that have something to do with it? And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Frank, thank you so much. Bob?
Yeah, I think it's a very perceptive comment. I think, in fact, that's how the Democrats thought they were going to run. If you read the weekend after he was nominated, the Washington Post asked people, how will the Democrats run? Almost all the Democratic consultants and legislators said he's going to run basically as a continuation of Warner Kaine. If Tim Kaine ran as Mark Warner's younger brother, Cree Deeds was going to run, you might say, as their country cousin. And at the end of the day, that's not what the voters wanted this time. They wanted somebody who could respond to the broader anxieties that were out there, particularly the ones that they were seeing at the national level. And Frank is exactly right. Deeds didn't do a very good job of defining himself and defining what he wanted to do other than this odd situation that he wound it up in on transportation, where he said that he was going to raise your taxes, but he never really even told you what for. It was the worst of both worlds, and I think we're seeing that in the polls right now.
Margo's on the line in Greene County. Margo, we got time for a quick question. You go right ahead.
Yes, I am wondering if because of the one-party rule on the federal level and also the state level, whether people are turning, independents are turning conservative because of that, feeling uncomfortable with one-party rule.
Margo, thank you.
I think that's a good point, Coy. I think that what you're seeing is that folks are seeing the Democrats at the federal level. They see Democrats at the state level. They kind of, Tim Kaine's now part of the federal level as the DNC chair. And I think what they're saying is let's give these other guys a shot and see if they can do a little better.
Margo, thank you for the call. It's a great question. Bob Holdsworth, the founder and president at VirginiaTomorrow.com. You can read his insights and all his work there anytime you want online. Bob, thanks, and we will talk to you next week. Looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it as well, Coy. You take care.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.